Dear Cheap Astronomy, a gravity and entropy related. Well, when you are dealing with fundamental features of the universe, everything is going to be a bit related, since they are fundamental features of the universe. But the subtext to this question is whether you can somehow eliminate the seemingly intractable, but stubbornly undetectable, dark matter and dark energy. The answer to that is probably no, but this is the sort of thing that keeps theoreticians up at night, so let's have a look. According to the second law of thermodynamics, the total entropy of an isolated system can never decrease over time, which is a roundabout way of saying that it will either stay constant or increase over time. The total entropy of an isolated system can only remain constant under very idealized conditions, or when it has already reached a state of maximum entropy. Consequently, all that can be effectively summarized as entropy increases over time. You can consider entropy as a thermodynamic phenomenon where any energetic process tends to produce waste heat that can't be contained or reused, and it's that waste heat, or increased free energy, that's what we measure as entropy. You can also consider entropy as a statistical phenomenon, where over time the randomization of an isolated system increases. So, for example, if you put a drop of food dye into a glass of water and watch it over time, that whole volume of water becomes evenly colored because the dye molecules get spread evenly throughout. So, while at the very start you know exactly where each dye molecule is, over time each of those molecules could be spread anywhere within that isolated system in an unpredictable, that is, random, manner. So, what's all this got to do with gravity? Across the universe we see dust clouds collapsing into compact objects, like stars, that begin radiating heat. So in that respect, gravity facilitates entropy, since you end up with more waste heat and free energy than you would have had without gravity. And you can take this to an extreme in the case of black holes, which are considered to have the maximum entropy that's possible within the particular volume of space that they occupy. So it seems clear that if you ramp up gravity, you ramp up entropy. And that is a relationship. But it's not necessarily a causal relationship. If you heat anything up, you are going to increase its entropy, and compressing things in a gravity well is just one of many ways in which you can heat things up. Nonetheless, there's no shortage of gravity could be entropy ideas out there. The plain English explanation is that since increasing entropy is inevitable, and since gravity increases entropy, therefore gravity could just be an inevitable emergent property of entropy, whatever that means. Entropic gravity is a proposed modified Newtonian dynamic solution where gravity is proposed to work differently on a large scale than on the smaller scales we are used to, which therefore offers some explanation for observed galactic rotation patterns without having to appeal to dark matter. Trouble is, there are other phenomena that also need dark matter to explain themselves, and modified Newtonian dynamics doesn't help quite as much with those. As for whether entropic gravity could explain dark energy, consider that entropy is regarded as an indicator of the forward arrow of time. Since over time, the entropy of isolated systems increases in an irreversible manner. However, gravity isn't so obviously constrained by the direction of time. There is no observed leakage of its potency in the face of repeated use, nor any measurable randomization of its effect over time or space. It just is. But that said, the universe does expand in an irreversible manner that's consistent with the arrow of time. So despite the constancy of gravity over time, At a cosmic scale, galactic clusters are moving away from each other rather than gravitating closer. So, whatever is expanding the universe, and we're currently saying it's dark energy, that probably has closer links to entropy than gravity does. Anyhow, if gravity really is entropy, then there should be some experiment we can run, or some prediction we can make, to support that claim over and above all the existing evidence that supports the mainstream view that gravity is space-time curvature. So, entropic gravity proponents, there's your Nobel Prize waiting for you, if you've really got something.